No. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
You're such a cute puggles. Yes, everybody. Ooh, there's other doggies. Come on. Come on, idiots. Ow, I ran into a tree. Ah, welcome to the show, cats and kittens. Ah, yes, I know. Another day, another dollar. It's actually 2 days in a row I've recorded this fucking walkabout shit with the dogs. Walkabout I've always associated with, like, people going to Australia and walking around. And I could see one of the dog's butts already crowning with a poop. That's weird. But, yeah, walkabouts. Here comes some wind. Do we use that term for anything else besides Australia? Like, if you don't see a koala or a kangaroo or one of the other fucked up weird ass animals they've got there, does it count as a walkabout? I don't know. What a weird fucking continent Australia is. Just so fucking unlike anything else. I mean, like, animals are so different. You come to North America, South America. Yeah, we've got variations of jungle cats and shit like that. But I feel like if you'd been in, like, Asia or whatever, cold, I think there's probably some parts of Europe. Like, you would have seen, you know, fucking wolves or, you know, tigers, things like that. So when you show up here, there's like a puma or a wolf or something like that. You'd be like, oh, okay, yeah. And even like, I don't know, buffaloes and shit like that. Maybe those look kind of weird. Maybe I'm just used to it. But I feel like, the buffalo, the bison, they've had giant, big-ass animals that are dumb and slow all throughout, especially, whatchamacallit, the other one, Asia. Come on. And then you go to Australia. Which I wonder when Australia was found. Like, well, 1492 is the starting point for North America, for the Americas. Leif Erikson doesn't count. So, okay, 1492, that's when we started our helping the natives, you see. But I don't know about Australia. I feel like they would have fucking dogs. They're ripping the fucking earphones right out of my ears. It's bugging me. I feel like they would have probably discovered Australia earlier. By they, I mean Asians of some sort. I don't know how far it is from parts of Asia, but I presume that they, you know, went out surfing and ran into it. But yeah, what a weird ass fucking, and I get it, why, I mean, because it's been so isolated from the world. But I mean, just like, there's shit there that didn't look like anything else. We all laugh at a duckbill platypus, but what the fuck is that? And a kangaroo? There's nothing like a kangaroo. You don't see a fucking animal anywhere, ever, that looks like a fucking kangaroo. Marsupials in general. Where there's only one North American marsupial, the opossum. I knew that once, and it surprised the law professor. And I don't know why I knew it. I'm just like, yes, that's a marsupial. Like, animals carrying their babies. Marsupials are mammals, yeah. But carrying their young in pouches and shit. What the fuck is that? That's weird. Why Australia? Is there something about Australia's climate that... Oh, boy, you're just squeezing my arm. Is there something about Australia's climate that does it? I mean, I know it's kind of like empty. Well, I don't think it is empty. I always picture Australia as just barren. Like Mad Max. Like, literally, Mad Max is everything I know about Australia. I'm not kidding. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what Australia looks like all the time. Just with an opera house here and there. There might be trees. I don't really believe it. But I don't know, Australia, what a fucking weird one that is. Like, you see that the Galapagos Islands had, because they're so cut off, so they had their weird, incestuous, inbreeding own version of evolution. Which is kind of cool. I don't know, I just don't, I guess a kangaroo would be like a, I don't know, like a 7 foot tall, I don't know how tall kangaroos are. In my mind, they're now 7 feet tall. I don't think they're that big, because if they're that big, that'd be fucking terrifying. They're like 5 foot tall squirrels or something, kinda. I don't know. It's just a weird fucking thing. Like, damn. All of Australia, though. And I cite this using two examples, but they've got, you know, a wallaby, whatever that is. I'm sure it looks weird. Koalas, they're kind of weirdish, but they're not that abnormal. Like, if you came to a new place and saw one, you'd be like, huh, look at that weird-looking raccoon, or whatever. Well, if you show up there and you've never been there before, and I don't know how, I have no idea how the fuck the aboriginals, aborigine, Australian Indians, God, that'd be fucking hilarious if that's just what they called them. If somebody just decided, if you move to an area and there's already people there, we just call those people Indians everywhere. But I don't know how the fuck they got there. And again, like, how they got there and then remained isolated. Like, again, Native American Indians, Injuns, it makes sense. They crossed the land bridge, however many 10 years ago or whatever, and they settled, and they were doing shit here in North America. Then, like, the land bridge disappeared. Plus, it's way the fuck up there in cold-ass Alaska, Canada, whatever part it is, wherever the Bering Strait is. I mean, I think it's Alaska, actually. So they couldn't get back to Asia, so they separated themselves from the Mongols, and so on. They walked here. All right. Which, again, always remember that. I say, which, again, like that a lot, don't I? Again, just remember, they're not native. They came here first. Now, if they want to claim first dibs, well, I missed that. Well, actually, that's kind of how things have worked, hasn't it? They didn't really claim dibs, though. They were kind of nomadic, I think. I know they had, like, areas, like the Sioux would be up in the Dakotas, and the Seminole tribe would be down in Florida, and what other sports do I know? But, you know, like, that, okay, that, I guess there's some of that, but I don't know. And did they then go down into South America, I presume? You know, if they started the land bridge and they get to Florida, obviously they would have, some of them would have made their way to Texas. So I presume then they were like the same. Yeah, because there was Mayans and shit. But they're kind, Mayans were different than Indians. Even though they're really the exact same, right? They're all just Mongol descendants. And the Mayans had, I guess, a bit of a civilization. The heart eating and all that. Not really sure, though. I don't know. First dibs. Yeah, I guess it kind of does work. By the way, America owns the moon. But realistically, let's face it. You get land. If you know you can keep it, and they couldn't keep it, we're just better at winning. Yeah, that's right. We trumped it. And you're all welcome, because we did that. I can walk two puggles and record a podcast with a phone, a device that if you'd showed it to them back then, they would have cut your head off for witchcraft. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know about Australia though. Like, ours makes sense. Our natives here, fine, they were there, and they were cut off from the world. But they had a reason for being cut off, because the way they got there disappeared. I don't think that, like, the Aborigines, or anybody, was alive. I don't think the human beings were alive when the continent split from Gaia, or the fuck they call that shit. Which is kind of one of those theories where somebody's like, yeah, smoke a rat, figure it out. I was like, dude, everybody in fucking grade school is like, look at the way South America and Africa just fit. Duh. Come here, boys. Come here. Don't look at me like that. But so again, presumably the aboriginals, abos, I've heard abo is a term. Presumably they must have got there by boat. And then they just never traded. Like, whatever culture they came from must have been a culture, I would presume. Because Asia is just, you know, Asia has cultures. Yes, Mike. Yes, Mike. Yes, everybody. I am saying that Aboriginal people do not have a culture. But they don't. They don't have a culture as we know it. They have their own rules, their own stuff. It's fine. But it seems very different than, and again, very nomadic. Oddly, does seem to have some things in common with American Indians. I don't know. Is that just what people do when they come to a land and they don't have anything? I don't know. It's weird. So yeah, they get there by boat. Somebody must have known when they left, like, hey, Chang over there, was trying to come up with, like, an Asian-y name that wasn't racist. Chang is what I went with. I almost said Shang Tsung. Yeah, that works. Yeah, hey, Shang Tsung over there. Him and Goro went off, and they never came back. Did they just assume they all died? That can't be it. Because there's enough of them that they had to have come over in numbers enough, I would think, to be able to breed and not have too many issues physically. I don't know, maybe Aboriginals have a lot of physical problems and that they're all basically glorified inbreds. Like the English. I don't know. That's also another reason why America will win. We're not purebreds. Yeah, Sweden and all of you, you're all still you're all purebreds. Oh, they cleaned out they just cut down a whole bunch of fucking bushes here. I was just here yesterday. You're all purebreds. And even, like, the non-Swedes and the non-English you let in, they're not really integrating with you guys so much. You're bringing all these Muslims and everything, the Syrian refugees. Good on you. But they're not, like, fucking with you. You're not making new half-Swedish, half-Syrian babies. I mean, I'm sure some people are. Oh, lot sold, but I have others. Huh. That's kind of smart. Come on, Mick. So, yeah, that's all about this walkabout here. How do they... it's just weird. I thought I had, like, an actual topic to talk about, too. And now I've got nothing besides these fucking allergies. I'm going to probably go back when I'm done with this and listen and read about how Aboriginal peoples got there and all that stuff and why they didn't keep contact with China or fucking Japan or the Philippines or wherever. I can see them being Filipino descent. Just judging by the features. Man, Aboriginal people are some ugly motherfuckers. Like, they... Granted, I've only seen, like, 5 pictures, because how fucking often does that come up? But boy, are they ugly. Ugly as shit. Come here, dog. Like, you see some of the American Indians? They're some good-looking people, male and female. They got nice skin, nice hair. They'd be sexy as shit in those fucking teepees. But Aboriginals, I don't know. I think they all have bones in their noses. I don't get how some of that stuff really works. Like, why... I mean, I know that there are... plenty of anthropologists out there to speculate about the developments of societies, why one group of people seem to progress faster than the other. Like, why is it that Africa, despite having a lot of rich resources, is so far behind Europe? I mean, if we all started from Africa, whatever, and spread out, you would think that, the Europeans, obviously they knew about the Africans and vice versa. Why didn't the Africans develop more? And I've always thought a lot of it's just because white people are genetically superior. But there may be evidence that says that assists that belief. I mean, again, you can't dismiss the white man just being better. We all know that's true. But no, I've always just had the belief, and I believe it in America too, anywhere. Seasons. I think weather. I think weather is what makes people great. Like, California sucks. Like, people move to California, they're all from someplace else. And once you're there, like, it's easy to do nothing. You live in San Diego. You don't want to do anything today? You got kicked out of your house? You'll have to sleep on the fucking beautiful beach in 75-degree weather. Oh, damn, that's going to be tough. But if you're fucking in, North Dakota, you better fucking learn how to... Mickey, whatever you're eating, drop it. Mickey, leave it. Leave it. Leave it, dog. Leave it. Leave it. Yes. You gotta learn how to corral a dog if you live in the colder climates. I think it's some... I always thought that was something that with Europe. I think there's something truth to that. I think seasons in general help. I remember reading once something about they call it like an equator theory or whatever. And it's basically, the closer you get to the equator, the less, less society exists as we kind of know it. Blah, 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 blah. Their way is just as valid. No, it's not. Fucking women getting their clits cut off and shit. That's the only one I got right now. Other bad things that happen. I don't know. It's just weird because, okay, obviously it's not a white
Obviously, it's not a white thing.
Because Asia has developed very diverse. Asian culture is not actually that diverse. I think a lot of what you, if you want to understand Asia on any level, it's all Confucianism. The impact of Confucius on basically almost every Asian culture is so enormous that I don't think it's really appreciated. Like, we look at them as communists or whatever here and there. And yeah, they are in a sense, but Confucianism with just a strong focus on respecting your elders and giving back. These are traits found in China and Japan, in Korea as well, the dominant powers of Asia. That's, again, that can't be understated. I wonder about India. Like, why is India so different? We call it a subcontinent, but it's dramatically different from Asia. I mean, the people look so much different. I don't know where, again, in theory we all come from the same little cradle. I don't know if that's actually true. But I guess Indians kind of like, I could see the evolution from black to Middle Eastern to Indian type, and then whammo, Asian. Like, no, that doesn't fit. Like, I could see black to Middle Eastern to white. But you wouldn't go from white to Asian. That's odd. Why are their eyes all like that? Oh, that's fucking weird and creepy. A zombie baby in a crib. In someone's yard. I don't like Halloween. I don't like it most holidays, actually. I'm a bit of a dick, if you haven't noticed. But the equator theory, whatever it is, I think it's just my same as my principle of, you don't need to do lots of stuff when it's there for you. I think this is true of, like, everything in life. Necessity is the mother of all invention and shit like that. People have a remarkable ability to survive. But if they are surviving, people will generally hold on to stasis. Like, we like static, because we like predictability. We're wired to look for patterns, and once we find a pattern that we know, we like to stick with that pattern because it's safe. So if I know every day I go to that watering hole, there's no hippo, then I'm going to keep going there because it's safe. My brain says, well, I got the water I needed. Outside of curiosity, why would I go to another water hole? But if that water hole is missing one day, you go, fuck, I better find another water hole. And then, because it's out of that, or I die of thirst. Die of thirst. That's kind of weird. But you don't die of hunger, you die of starvation. Die of dehydration, that's what it would be. I think there's a lot of that true, probably even in society. It's an argument against welfare. Of course, obviously, we all also know that sometimes people do just need a little bump, and then they're good. But again, if you think of it as the idea of a safety net, right? The thing is, safety nets, this is good, I got a really good one coming. Safety nets are great until the net turns into a hammock. Ah, yeah, you like that? And it could be a hammock. So, I guess what I'm saying is that the cradle of civilization turned into a hammock. I don't know. This all started because I didn't know how to use the word walkabout. And now we're almost done. And I've insulted pretty much every race and culture that exists. Except for whitey. But, I vote Trump. No, I don't. I don't. The whole, you vote for Trump, fuck you. It's like, I hate arguments from people like, I don't understand how. I know people use it as a rhetorical device, but I'm always like, your argument is you don't understand. You're admitting that you're stupid? Like, I can disagree with a lot of shit and still understand it. I cannot vote for Donald Trump and understand why someone would. Same with Hillary Clinton, Gary Johnson, Jill Stein. Jill Stein's a fucking treasure, man. I see some of the shit she puts out there. Oh, man. She's the kind of crazy we need in this country, let me tell you. I mean, she's absolutely out of her fucking mind, has no business being president, would destroy our country, economy, just ruin us forever if she could get her way. But she's fucking hilarious. Tweeting out that Donald Trump is less dangerous than Hillary Clinton on foreign policy because Hillary will start more war, will start a war with Russia, and Trump won't. And everybody's kind of like, well, you know, maybe a little bit. I don't know. Of course, she also believes that, I think, apparently, the vaccines cause autism. Some people have since said, oh, she didn't really say that, blah, blah. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. The truth does not matter for me on that one. Come on, dogs. Mick, come on. Come on, Sam. Yeah, the truth does not matter for me. I think it's just funnier if she does think that. What's not funny is Gary Johnson believing the GMOs are bad. I get a lot of feedback on that one. It must do really well on Google or something. Maybe that's why people haven't written about GMOs. Boy, that one fucking angry. He's still like, God, watch that clip of him saying it over and over again. I'm like, is there any other way? Is there any other way? Trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. It's like, nope. Way bigger deal to me than Aleppo. None of you knew where the fuck Aleppo was. You never heard of it. Quick, what's the capital of Switzerland? What? Geneva. Oh, I bet it is Geneva. Quick, who's the prime minister of Switzerland? Do they have one? Don't they have a king? I don't know. Is that where Frozen takes place? Which one's Switzerland? Is that the neutral one or the one next to Norway? I'm joking. It's kind of weird. No, it's not. It's a fucking country where everybody has a gun. But I heard they might not all have bullets, which I find odd. It'd be like if everybody had bullets but no guns. Actually, if you had bullets and no guns, you could still do damage. A gun without a bullet is just a club. Come on, boys. We're finishing up this podcast as I walked about and talked about walking about. Thanks for listening. I don't know why you did. Your life must be as bad as mine is. And if that's the case, I am really, really sorry to hear that. Come on, guys. Let's get in here. I gotta blow my nose. While you motherfuckers go blow something else. Yeah, my dick. So I'm Mike Coughlin, halfguarded.com. Signing off from Five Star Radio, Walkabout Dog Radio. Actually called Dog Star, huh? Like World Star, but better. All right, you can move out of your harness. You want to step? You just want to stay there? All right, fine, weirdo. So yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll be back with whatever, I don't know. Bye. Aggressively, we all defend the role we play. Regrettably, times come to send you on your way. We've seen it all, bonfires of trust, flash floods of pain. It doesn't really matter, don't you worry, it'll all work out. No, it doesn't even matter, don't you worry, that ain't what it's all about. We are